morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive guidance to give you empowering messages, to help that change your life, to give you clarity, to just help you through this time of evolutionary change that is literally written in our DNA. This is what I love to do, and I invite you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want. I just ask that you stick it to one question, and the thing that's on the top of your head, be specific. And so the first 15 minutes, what we talk about is the subject of the week, and I want to give people energy forecasts is what I call them, because we're all energetic beings. I say that over and over again, and I'm sure by the time you listen to the show, you've heard me refer to that over and over again. If you're new to it, we are electromagnetic beings, that we're energy. We take in life force, prana. And so think of this week in particular. What is interesting is what I'm hearing, and I've personally experienced this with some people that are close to me. A lot of people that are attempting suicide, have attempted suicide, committed suicide, and are feeling a real extreme. So the last couple of months, I've been talking about June, July, and August as a huge turning around point, a huge point where people are feeling extremes, emotions. And a lot of people's old emotional patterns are coming up for us to be reviewed, to look at, for us to revise it. I think it's a lot of R's. Review, realign, remember who we are, and reawaken to our divinity. And as we're doing this, we're releasing a lot of the pain, a lot of the past, where we're unplugging from those stories, our his or her story, our histories. And we have the ability to recognize that and to unplug when we, again, can recognize that we're in a pattern, recognizing that we have, a lot of times we go through life with habitual habits. And as soon as we start recognizing that, we direct our energy with every thought, word, and deed. And as we direct it, so our life becomes. Think of that. We are constantly giving the orders to the universe as far as like a short order cook, as far as how we're directing our life and directing our energy. So if we're experiencing lack, scarcity, and separation, then the key and the answer always goes within. And so going to the extremes as far as suicide, what I see with that is a feeling of we're going through a rebirthing process. And so when you have a rebirthing process, that also means a death process. And so this doesn't mean that people, and actually when you look at the media, a lot of young people dying, Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, a lot of good young people tragically dying, the football player whose girlfriend shot him. That's another sign of the when the collective whole is making some major changes, and again, where it could feel like extremes, this is affecting each and every single one of us at a cellular level. And we might not be suicidal, we might not be to that extreme, but what we're releasing right now, and especially over the next couple of weeks, and there's an intensity of our emotions that could feel, again, like an extreme helpless, and also people are feeling extreme highs. They feel like they're on the top of the world or something big is going to happen. I have a lot of people saying that. They just know something big is going to happen, and they're feeling excitement about that. They're feeling wonder, like a little kid on waiting for a Santa Claus, and there's, again, excitement, there's passion, there's a holding of joy and connecting with yourself. And what I see the biggest something, because this was it's people that didn't even know each other around the world were saying the same thing, something big is going to happen, something big is going to happen. I know it. What I'm seeing on a cellular level is that we are reconnecting with ourselves, with our God essence, and that is a big thing. That's the rebirthing process. And the more we do that, the more we feel our God essence. We feel like angels having a human experience, and versus feeling the human having the disconnected experience, or the human having the occasional aha experience, or feeling so separated from source, creator. And that means flow. That means getting into the lack and scarcity, that we are contracting our energy. And again, it feels like more like the death process than it feels like the life process and the rebirthing process. And so this whole concept, what we're doing is concentrating on the circle of life, the ebb and flow of life, and what we resist persists. So we really want to get into feeling our emotions, not repressing, because a lot of times in metaphysics, so I know a lot of clients say to me, I was feeling anger, I was feeling rage, I was feeling depression or sadness, and they think they shouldn't feel that because it's not spiritually correct. It is a emotion, anger, rage, sadness. an emotion, energy in motion. And so do not suppress those feelings. We have to let them come bubbling up so then we can work with them, so that we could, what I call it, let's lance them and let them repattern and recalibrate. Repressing them is not going to help us at all. So it doesn't, but what we want to step into is that if we're feeling rage, we're feeling depressed, we're feeling disconnected, that it doesn't define who we are. Who we are aspects of God, Creator, Source, whatever that means to you. Who we are is unbelievably, I've lost words. We are multidimensional energy beings that is wordless. When I look at our energy templates, when I look at our souls, there is no word for it. So just imagine the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life, and then imagine it to 5,000 times even more beautiful. This is, we don't even have words for this energy. It's a vibration. It's a signature. But each and every single one of us knows this down to our core, down to our subatomic particle, because we are part of this. So as we are remembering, releasing, realigning, and getting connected to that source energy within us. That's so important, because whenever we look outside, we get disappointed because it's not out there, it's inside. And when we start experiencing that core within ourselves, when we start experiencing that passion, that fire, that excitement within ourselves, then we start seeing it on the outside of us. That's a direct experience. That's how we direct energy. That's how energy flows. And so we have to have a strong anchor within ourselves to be able to experience that joy and peace and see it outside of ourselves. So again, this is a real bridging period right now, a period of what could appear to be extremes as we're going through a rebirthing process. And so it can feel like a death process, a letting go process. And this is also where there's profound miracles happening is all around the world, too. And so there's, a huge bridging between the extremes. So feeling the ability to have a stable grounding, really get into a practice. I say it over and over again. I give out free energy exercises. I do several classes. Develop Your Intuitive group is tonight. And on this Thursday, we're having the Master Series. And that is available to listen to for up to 30 days. You can purchase it as an MP3. And that's tips and tools, and also attunements, powerful attunements came through this, both of those series. It's just amazing as far as the energy that came through. I was seeing people's energy fields recalibrate at a quicker and quicker pace, which is wonderful. And so we have this Friday, we have the gathering. And this gathering you could sign up for. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. And again, it's a download of information, what I'm getting from the guides, of really getting into what's going on here. Then there's a question and answer period, and then there's an attunement. So a lot of stuff happening constantly throughout with us. What I want to do with all the from the bottom of my heart, what I can do to help another individual or a group of people see their God essence within themselves, because A, it's my joy and it gives me passion, and B, it also aligns me to my God aspect and it reminds me of more of who I am, and that radiates out to the whole. So this is where we're helping each other wake up, we're helping each other remember who we are, we're helping each other realign, and this is where it's not a contest, we're all going to get there. A real pivotal time, a turning point where we can really look at the outside. Our outside circumstances do not define what's going on with us. We are pieces of Source, God, Creator. We are love in action, and love is a constant. Love is the constant, and the emotions come and go. The emotions are like ebb and flow. So the more we're able to direct our energy, the more we're able to realize that when we're going through a period that feels like despair, that does not, again, define who we are. We are not despair. We're letting that energy go through us, having that motion, directing it. And a lot of times when you direct it and feel like you are directing it and not feeling like you're going down the drain with it, with the energy of depression or despair, a lot of times you feel, you sense, you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and then your energy literally starts flipping. It cannot not. That's, again, why I talk about energy all the time, because that is the key. That is what we are. We're made up of energy, and electromagnetic energy that is profound. It is intricate. And the more we start discovering who we are, the more we're able to work with it and be able to open up to access, to get access to stuff that we've never even realized how much it was in our energy field. Gifts, open up to talents that are, again, right all within us. The more we look within us, the more we're going to get in touch with that. And the more we get in touch with that, the more we feel whole, complete, and then we remember why we came down here in the first place, to go to the game of separating from Source, to take the forget-me-not pill, is what I say its short version is, and then to come to this experience now in this grand time of reawakening, to remember who we are and to then go back into form of integration and reuniting with our God aspect. That's the short version of what's going on right now. And again, it's not to make things light as far as feeling people's emotions, but I also can't emphasize how much we want to recognize with every thought, word, and deed, we're directing our energy. And so many times I see people get all hyped up about feeling, yes, the law of attraction really got them going, and they really are saying, I'm going to start directing my energy more appropriately for me. And then by the time they get to the third or fourth day, or in the shower, they start losing the steam on it. Or if you start, they'll be the weekend warriors where they really align their energy throughout the weekend, and then it doesn't really hold it during the week. This is where we want to do a daily practice, and a practice doesn't have to be sitting and meditating in a temple. It could be walking your dog. This is a practice that it just is not a every once in a while thing. This is an encounter. Every single time we meet somebody, every time we go walking through the park and we're amongst the trees, the flowers, the animals, we are having a holy encounter. So the more we look at that this is not an every once in a while thing, this is an all-time thing, the more you can really see life differently, and that as you see it differently, start unplugging from the past and see that the world is abundant. There's abundance of love. There's abundance of opportunities. There's abundance of peace out there. And that's again, flipping your mind, flipping your paradigm, and that's what we're doing right now. So we're going to go to our first break, and we're going to come back, and the phone lines are open. This is a live show today. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back right after these short few messages.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we opened up our phone lines. I'm going to give up that number one more time. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and our phone lines are now open. And Benny, why don't we go to the first caller?
Well, we'll start things off. You know, love is definitely in the air. It's in the summertime. People are out. And, you know, you actually spoke with our next caller a few years ago, actually in 07. Her name is Taylor. Taylor's from Southmouth, Massachusetts. God, I wanted to get that out right, and I think I did. So she called you back, Carrie, in 2007. She was pregnant at the time. You predicted it would be a girl, and you were right. So congratulations on that one, 100%. Bing, bing, one for one. So she's actually, Taylor is pregnant again, which is another congratulations to her. And we want to see what's in the cards for her. So Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very good. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Both, on the birth and a boy and a girl. Go ahead.
What's that?
I was going to say congratulations on the birth, and also I noticed I said boy. So do you know what you're having yet?
No, I don't know what I'm having.
Okay. All right. Did you want to know?
Yeah, I would love to know. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I feel it's a boy's energy.
A boy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You once, I had a session with you once, and you predicted that I had twins in my future. So I was curious as to whether you still saw that for me. And
a lot of times when I see twins, not a lot, sometimes when I see twins, it could be a twin energy where my sometimes it means a Gemini, so that's the sign of the twin, right? And also
right.
That's what I've noticed, and this is what I'm seeing with your child. Actually, it's kind of fascinating. The last couple of pregnancies, I'm just trying to think of when this has shifted that I started seeing this pattern. Just think of it as the spring, that that the kids that are coming in, it looks like they are coming in like with two at a time. And so now I understand, I'm like, why? What the heck? It seems like everyone's having twins. And then it's like they bring in like a, think of, if you could see it as a guide and or like a, it's a twin flame energy. One is incarnated, one is not, and it looks very much like twins. I'm not seeing you having twins in this pregnancy. And also, do you already know that you're not? Did you already have an ultrasound or they just saw
I
a
haven't.
Heartbeat?
No, I haven't had any ultrasound.
Okay. All right, because I'm just seeing that there's like a, it could be a date thing that they're just checking dates, and I'm just seeing as far as like one heartbeat. But what I'm noticing is that these kids are coming in because their frequency is so high with like an extra energy. So you could see it as a twin flame, again, relationship, like a guide that's so like a twin, a yin-yang energy. One's in spirit, one's in not in physical form, and one is in physical form. And it's actually really appropriate when you think about this time that we're going through right now is a real bridging time. So these kids are very, very significant through our bridging because they come in here with a very super high frequency, and so they're helping us evolve. And not that they're better. A lot of people say that they put the children as far as a higher frequency means better. This is not all about separation with betterness and all that stuff. That this is part of their job. It's part of our whole we chose when we were born, so these kids are coming in, again, with the bridging energy, with a lot of high frequency energy, so they're very sensitive, and so they also have the a lot of Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness energy, meaning that they don't want to get into inclusive. They don't come in here with their stories and their baggage, like we came in literally with our was part of our karma to experience a lot of themes, and we had to go through. These kids are coming in with not as much of the karma, or they could have past lives, but they don't have the charges to it, and that's what I'm seeing as far as with your kids. So that's a wonderful thing. Also, I'm hearing, seeing as far as September, October, are you looking to move or expand out your place, what you're doing, or why am I getting into?
Yes, okay. We're in desperate financial trouble right now. We're looking to have more space and or to add on to our house. So we're waiting for a miracle.
Well, I see at the September, October, all of a sudden I saw your place that you're in right now expanding. It's like almost like a porch was involved, or like a something like it looks like it popped up. So that's and that's this year, September, October. So that's end of September into October. And you know, as far as looking for a miracle, think of it as I see that it comes in very synchronistically as far as people are as the economy is the way where it is right now, people are getting back into inclusive, build a village, and barter for barter, that kind of thing. And people are finding bartering deals, and so or unbelievable
right.
deals. Where a friend of mine had got a windshield 1/4 of the price that it was even a year ago. And so part of this is where we're, again, going back to the back to building the village. And so I see that it has something to do along those kind of lines, where there's some sort of bartering going through, and that so that you get your wish and they get their wish, and that there's a completion here. So
That's wonderful. I was also had a question about my daughter. As you said, she's very, very sensitive. She's a crystal child, I think,
yeah.
and I think she predicted that as well. And I just wondered if you thought, how this new baby affects her, if there's anything we could do to make that transition easier for her.
Right. Well, he comes in as far as with the blue. Now the kids that are coming in, they're blue-ray children. So think of that the crystal children, the blue-ray children are even more sensitive than the crystal children. They're ultra-sensitive. But remember one thing, that a lot of times that they, not that they won't have their human moments, but that with her sensitivity, she already is showing me that he's coming in. She points to his energy. She understands this. And so it's like their energy dynamics are different, even going back to as far as like feeling it as a unrooting, disruptive kind of thing, and where they're more inclusive. Remember, Christ consciousness, right. consciousness is inclusive. We're all here together. Instead of before, in the past, we were even wired to have like sibling rivalry and all this other stuff. These kids aren't hardwired for that. And so, and again, not that they won't have their moments. So, and talking to her, having her even feel including whenever she can, as far as I just saw her having like little like a dishcloth, like a little pan, and so that's her thing of washing the baby. So even if she pretends to wash the invisible baby, and I'm seeing like in a pan, it makes her feel again involved even before the baby's born. So having her do that kind of stuff that doesn't have to cost anything, it's just having her use her creativity. I'm seeing her literally getting connected with the child right now, and so she's very familiar with him. And so, again, having her feel like she could pick a name, and not saying that she has to name the baby, but what's the nickname does she want to name the baby? You know what I mean? So having her feel really connected as far as that way, and talk to her telepathically, because it cuts right through the stuff. Send pictures to her. Send pictures as far as a baby. She's very telepathic herself as far as sending pictures back, and she is ultra, ultra sensitive. I see blue and crystal all over her energy, and especially a lot of purple coming in from now to the end of the year. And so she's going through a real, what I call a thin skin, stretching skin period. So that means very, very sensitive right now. Sensitive download, but also remember that the energy that's coming down is crystal. So it's really like the children are saying, what I hear in the energy field is, like, thank you. I could ground into these crystalline grids better than I can before. So it's like helping them. The love washes that are coming down are really like it's music to their ears. It literally is helping them integrate with their sensitivity. So that's she's going to do fine as far as with him. And again, I see it's a male energy, but I do want to say my accuracy rate, well, as Benny said before, I was going at 100%. Then I noticed that the last year it's been like 75-25, and part of that is that these kids come in so androgynous energy. And they sometimes lead with the energy. I do feel it's a male, but don't go out and buy stuff. And you know, buy stuff.
Right.
It's just a very interesting thing as far as their energy. And again, I am probably higher than 75%, but I just noticed that before it's has shifted because of their again androgynous energy. Because we are stepping out of that even male female energy. It's just a really fascinating time that we're in right now. So congratulations
right.
on all things, and again, I do see you get your expansion on your house, and it feels like a relief. And as far as coming in from September to October, all right.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful
mm-hmm.
news.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye bye.
Well, Carrie, I think you're doing pretty good on percentage-wise. I mean, of course, you know, I can understand the 75-25 just because
yep.
there's more and more births happening every day.
Right.
So I can understand those statistics being up a little bit higher
yeah,
than normal.
It's interesting because I never knew how accurate I was. It's like my secretaries keep count or the people keep counting. I was like, wow. And actually, a doctor told me how accurate I was as far as with picking up on thyroid. He's like, you're 100% accurate. I just don't keep those things in my head. But what I did notice when I thought for sure, it was mm-hmm. like it was a girl or a boy, and I saw it. I literally saw the energy. But then it ended up being the other sex, and that's when I realized it was like very strong leading with their energy. But, yeah, you're right. More births are coming in. Mm-hmm. And I just love the energy of these kids that are coming in.
That's totally great. And you know what? I definitely, with those percentages that you've got, I'm taking you to Vegas with me.
You know what? With the energy thing, I'm very good at Vegas.
Well, you always have to go against the house on that rule.
That's my second backup job.
Yeah. We don't want to tell anybody about that. Hey, you're right. Listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to, I think, scoot off to a quick break early just so we can get set up for our next caller. So, again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek Gods yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we have open phone lines for the rest of the hour. And, Benny, why don't we speak on phone lines? Why don't we go to the phone lines?
Okay, sounds like a plan. We'll stay here locally in Seattle. We have Kathleen calling in. She has questions about some legal matters that's surrounding her brother, and so let's bring on Kathleen. Kathleen.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My brother is down in Alabama, and I'm trying to take steps to have him moved up here and get custodianship of him.
Okay.
And I've been running into a lot of blocks. People won't return my calls. And So I was a little frustrated and thought I would give you a call and see what you think.
Okay. All right. What I'm seeing, Kathleen, is that especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming in. And also, is your mom in spirit, too?
Yes. My mom is passed over.
Because mom comes in and so does her mom. So the ladies are coming in to support you, and also I'm seeing she showed me Annie from the Orphan Annie, and so but also it's symbolically as far as like the brother feeling orphaned, you're very or energetically orphaned, you're very aware of feeling that sense of being orphaned, energetically orphaned, and so she's acknowledging that your help is on the way. So they're giving you help, but she's also giving you the number 333. So a lot of 333. So pay attention. You're going to see a threes a lot. It's a sign that mom is here with grandmother. And again, when I hear that help is on the way, they're literally recognizing that help is on the way. So they're giving you help. And so, but I also see over the next 3 days, into even the next 3 weeks, Kathleen, that... I even lost my voice. It's like I see a lot of red tape that you're experiencing right now, and like hands crossed. And so it's just they're giving you a heads up over, again, the next 3 days, next 3 weeks. So persevere, persevere, persevere. Even I'm seeing that you – are you planning a physical trip out there, or have you threatened them with, if I have to come out there, I will? Because that's what I'm seeing that you might have to get down to as far as
That I'm going to have to go down there, so I'm planning a physical trip. Interestingly enough, I thought it would be in September, but now I'm getting a sense that it's going to have to be sooner.
That's what I'm looking at. That's exactly what I'm confirming that for you, and I'm seeing that you're, and as you're doing it, Kathleen, set it up before you go down there as far as who you have to see. You know what I mean? Just get everything set up. So spend over the next 3 days in particular into the next couple of weeks, because I see it in three to four weeks you could be going out there or in the third week of August, but that's, and it will really cut through a lot of red tape. But right now, when you're feeling frustrated, what mom is encouraging you is to go and just get everything set up. So again, you could feel like you're moving forward when you're making an appointment, or who do I have to talk to, or okay, you can't talk to me now, or you know, I will be there on August 1st. So there's that will help you feel like you're moving ahead. And as soon as you get over this hump, because I see from August to September, going into November, it's like downhill. And it's very significant because of I'm seeing you physically going there. If you don't go there, that I just see more red tape going back and forth, and that they are just shoving it, like putting your brother's case underneath a large piece of the paper. And also, is there a male that's trying to pull after him? Is there somebody that's... that wants him there? I see a weak arm that looks like it goes to a male's body, and the weak pull, it's like, no, I want him, but it feels very weak, and it feels like there's an agenda more than I want to take care of them.
It's come to my attention. I mean, he has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, but he's in his 50s now, and really has no more symptoms, and his meds need to be reduced, and in fact, he needs to be weaned off. And it's the corporate structure, I think, is the masculine energy that you're seeing, because that's what I'm up against. They're calling him not a patient, but a consumer. I found that out today. And so I think that's the masculine energy that you're detecting with the corporation.
Okay.
All of its red tape. And I'm grateful to hear that that arm is weak.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm seeing it weak. So especially, Kathleen, what are they depending on? Is somebody not going in and doing, I keep on hearing squeaky wheel, right? And so it is weak, even though a lot of people could feel it as strong. So I'm confirming for you that it's weak. And as soon as you go there and you're the squeaky wheel, you set up the appointments, you support your brother. Your mom's also showing me as far as do you have a naturopath that you go to support him for serotonin? Because I'm seeing energetically that he does not make enough of his own serotonin for sure. That's a genetic thing. And so making sure that he – but there's other ways to get serotonin besides a medication, you know. And so I would definitely absolutely have him go to a naturopath. But I do see you getting him out there. And, again, part of that's by you physically going out there, cutting the red tape. And then and it's interesting, though, because it almost seems like they get something from him. It's like almost like somebody – you know when people have foster children and part of the thing is
Well, exactly.
For their money?
They get all of his SSI.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. So this is where, and again, that you physically go in there is like they'll go on to the next victim that does not have a sibling that's or somebody around them that's proactive. You know what I mean? Or the next person. So that's where it's. I see it all wrapped up in over three in next 3 months, and so and it you remain victorious, but also you're. When you go down there, Kathleen, I see you open up doors and act like what I call Johnny Appleseed. Give information to other people that could be in the same situation and tell them to, you know, get the passion, get fighting for yourself, and they fight for their rights and that kind of thing. So it's a much bigger picture here is what your mom is showing. And I'm seeing the brother. Actually, it's interesting because his foot is turned in and he was looking up because I'm seeing I energetically am lifting him up to go to where you're headed. And he doesn't he puts his head down. Like he doesn't. What is his voice in this? Like he doesn't. Like his right foot is in. Like I can't walk there. I can't go there. Or like I can't fight City Hall. Feeling depressed and feeling like I can't do anything about this.
Yeah, because he's been I mean, he was institutionalized
okay.
by my parents at
okay.
the age of 21.
All right.
So
all right.
His, and he's been in and out, in and out, in and out, and. And so there's a part of him that doesn't believe it's going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
What
exactly.
I get.
Yeah, and his shoulders are down, his head is down, and so and that's his and his right foot is like 90 degrees. I mean, 90 degrees in right into his left foot. So that's him being able to step forward. So that's where again having over the next 3 weeks, and also Mom is saying as far as having making sure Kathleen that you have again like a solid foundation for yourself because she said handful. So I'm just seeing when you get him that your hands can be full as far as having an integration period, and it's not that he can't integrate. It's just he'll probably have, and it would be of course if he's been institutionalized since he's been 21, he's in his 50s. That's 30 years of his life feeling you know at extremes. You know what I mean? So this is where making sure that you have a game plan, enough time for him to integrate, and also have where you feel that there's balance in your life too, because he's not just going to pump in. Like he's going to take time to ground down. You know what I mean? Have that foot go down, go out. But also, there's a part as soon as he starts plugging in his energy and life force, he'll feel like he's he'll feel safe for him to show his like what I could hear is true colors. So, but the biggest main theme, you are victorious, and so that's good cutting through the red tape, getting down there and physically being there. I don't see them fighting for him, and that's what's going to take for you to get him.
Oh, thank you so much, Carrie. It's
You're
a
welcome.
Blessing. Thank you so much. Bye
thank
now.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Kathleen. That was a good reading there, Carrie. Hopefully things will look out for her and her family, especially and her brother, too, maybe
absolutely.
Commuting over here, just so to speak, to the Northwest. Okay, let's go to Carol. She's calling in from Spring Hill, Florida. She's been working on personal clearing herself in the last few months to about a year, I believe. Looking into moving, though, however. She wants to move. Is it in the cards, Carrie? Let's ask her. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good.
Thanks
how are you, Carol?
My call. Great. Great.
So you're looking into moving?
Yes, I am. I finally went through, tossed everything. And
honey, I can't hear you.
I said I've cleared out everything. I've gotten rid of things that no longer serve my purpose. And
good.
Now I'm just, you know, minimal belongings and things like that. And I just... You know, I feel that there's things changing.
Yep. What I'm looking at, especially since February of 2009, and I'm seeing the number 222, and I'm also seeing Archangel Gabrielle coming in, and Gabrielle is the bringer of good news, and I pay attention to when her horn is up in the air, and it's the two days, 2 weeks, 222 into the 2 month period, and so you're going to see a lot of 222s. That's a sign from Gabrielle, and also I see Metatron on your right side, and Metatron is all about creative energy, creating new life, creation, down to literally structuring our DNA, never mind our physical or surrounding. So that's, if you're going to have two people right next to you, those are two great ones to have right next to you, never mind, but never also including your higher aspects. So think of, Carol, you said you did the perfect thing as far as clearing out, just like what you said. So now we're bringing it down to the physical world, and so I'm seeing, again, over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, the 222 periods into the next 2 months of you taking a leapfrog and feeling, I'm seeing the frog's legs totally expanding, flying through the air and landing, and then I see your root chakra really grounding. So, and it looks like you're like going up as far as direction-wise, but I don't necessarily see you totally leap out of Florida. What direction are you looking and going?
Around Albuquerque or Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. Do you have somebody that would be in the top part of Florida? I got to start getting a map out because I'm bad with geography. I just see as a picture the top part of Florida. It's almost like the Georgia line before you go to, and it could even be a part of like a visit there. It doesn't feel like a plane stop. Sometimes I literally have read people's plane itineraries or they're driving itineraries, but it feels like there's a stop at the top of Florida. And again, it's like 2 days, 2 weeks at the most. So it could even be visiting, recollecting, something along those lines as far as I see you taking in almost like cans, like recycling. So something significant there. And if it's more symbolic, it's, again, you're having the biggest thing is that you're working with frog medicine. That's all about transformation, getting out of the water, flying over there. And you keep on showing me the energetic frog legs and that they're very strong and muscular. So think of that. Your leap is you're flying through the air, and that's really good. Legs are all about foundational energy. And then I see it was actually really cool. As soon as you landed, you dropped like this cord out of your root chakra, but your root, second, third chakra. And I saw your third chakra explode into like a flower of sunflowers, but then it was also like stars in the middle. That's all very good signs. So that's feeling like you're grounding, getting where you you want to go, and it's the timing is perfect. You're always in the right place at the right time. So you did the wonderful foundational energy work that is great to make somebody get in the perfect position to move. And so that's what I'm seeing happen over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months. You betting being settled, looking at 2 years from now, looking back and thinking that, wow, it seems like a dream since I lived in Florida, and that in really feeling like you're home again. It's like soul retrieval. I've been there in past life, feeling very connected, soul connected with people, friends, and reuniting with soul group. All of it's really, really good. So absolutely keep up the good work, and you're having I call it the have bag will travel. You're going to see a lot of twos and twelves. Twelves are from Metatron, the 222 from Gabrielle, and that's again encouraging your leap, and I'm seeing the opportunities come to you as far as landing very quickly, and that means job, career, money, opportunities, all of that. Okay?
Thank you. Do you see any, like, meeting my perfect partner?
Excuse me? Meeting your partner? Yes, absolutely. That's the
Thank
part.
You.
Is there any connections for you in the top of Florida, Georgia, top of Florida, Georgia?
I've gone to Jekyll Island, Georgia, for vacations at different times during my life. Hmm. It's a small island.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was a really pretty place to vacation.
It was what?
It's a pretty place to vacation.
Okay. You're following that with the lighter load, the more you could follow the joy and happiness pointing your way. And this also is absolutely going into partnership. This is a part of reconnecting with soul group, twin flame relationship. So part of your energy with the leapfrog is enjoying the ride while you're here in the now, knowing that you're reconnecting with soul groups, but also enjoying the present as your every day is a present, being really present, really clearing out, and also knowing, have a sense of knowing and being the partner you want to be now. So if you want, write out what you want in a partnership, right, as far as security, good-looking, funny, like successful, blah, 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 all those things that you want, and you be that yourself, because then that's how you reflect and bring in what you want in the partnership, because the more we reflect it inside of us, the more magnetically we attract it to them. That's the laws of attraction. A lot of times people understand how important it is to reflect those things that we're looking for a partnership inside of us. So that's what I'm seeing you planting right now, especially again over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and then I see you 2 years in a relationship, but not going to take 2 years to get there. I hear the music. I know we have to take a break. We're going to go to a short break and get back to the phone lines, and so happy moving. Work with frog medicine, Carol, and leap away.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and you're listening live, and we're live all the rest of the summer. I took a couple of days vacation, but now we're back, and so we are going back also to the phone lines. So, Benny, why don't we bring on the next caller?
You're back from your summer vacation, huh? How was it?
It was interesting. You know what? It was really rainy, and the weather was. It really didn't work out, but you know what? It's just best of what you live in New England. Just like you're out, we were just talking about weather. It's just like you guys got to adapt. That's all.
Sure, absolutely. I know everyone gets kind of down on the weather here in Seattle. It's kind of gloomy and gray. But you know what? It's actually fairly mild. I mean,
right.
It may sprinkle here and there, and it continues for 30 days straight, but it's not that bad. I mean, it could be worse, you know, like plus 90s. I mean, for some people, they like it. For me, not a big fan.
Right.
So anyways, you're right. It's all about adapting. So Sherry, I hope she's adapting in Virginia. She's calling from Herndon, Virginia. Well, her boss was recently terminated, and she's wanting to know if it maybe will get moved down to her. We hope not. We want her to keep her job. So Sherry's a little curious about what's going to go on. So Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So your boss was terminated?
Right. Last week.
I was going to say, not was it last Friday? Because I heard your grandfather, paternal, wanted to reintroduce himself. When I see handshaking, that means didn't know we're gone for a distance, or if I knew her, that I want to reconnect with her. And that's the handshake and the embracing. And also, he's given the number 555, so pay attention to seeing fives on clocks, on billboards, on just up on the things that could have numbers. And that's him letting you know that he's in and around you. But also, numerologically, five means change, but I'm seeing that it doesn't go downhill as far as the river going downhill with people continue to get fired. I'm also seeing stuff behind closed doors that have to do with the boss. I'm hearing hush hush. So there's other things that mean that looks like they're secret. It's not just all about what's there's some hush hush things. There's some there's a lot of rumors going on right now because I'm just hearing that a lot of it has to do with not only like economic times or tightening the belts. It has to do with other things too, as far as performance stuff not being performance or some sort of those kind of things. And so there's a protection around you, at least now until October. But don't take what I'm saying as far as October as like freaking out in October that the shoe's going to come down, because I'm not seeing that. But there's a shift and change all around the whole company in October. But I see it as a think of checkers in a playing board, and they're getting moved around and shifted around, and there's a flow to it, like an ebb and flow. And so that's a good thing. That's a good sign. And I don't see it like a sharp critical thing. When I see that means critical change, sharp, very fast, that kind of deal. And that's, I'm not seeing that. So there is, again, changes happening. There is a lot of like flowing around. Go with the flow is what the grandfather's saying, and that you're going to again get over this hump and make it. And I keep on seeing a closed door with I hear whisper. That's my sinus symbol, that things aren't everyone doesn't know what's going on as far as with the boss. And even though it seems like some things could have been sudden, surprised, but also people hearing about it for a while, that as the dust settles, because this is going to, it's close. So that's when something's close, it's going to hit everybody in the office's core fears. And so this is where you want to be able to ride above the fear part, not get so sucked into it, because you're very empathic. Do you recognize how sensitive you are as far as picking up on the energies of people and situations?
Right.
You realize that?
And it is all closed doors. It's very hush-hush.
Yes.
You're absolutely
That's
right.
That's exactly what I'm seeing. So there's a part of that with the – and also with that closed-door dynamic, though, it could also be more nerve-wracking. You know what I mean? So then it's like, what else – what is somebody saying about me, or what's going on? And so this is where the closed door is where you're – the best thing and the only thing we could do is do our job, do our best, do our very best, and really tap into that energy, because that's palpable. It is literally palpable. And not to pat my own back, but I always used energy dynamics whenever I was – I'm self-employed now, but whenever I did a job, and I just always went to something that I loved and did my job, and even if I didn't really care for it, at least I would just apply myself and do my job. And so – and I would find some kind of bond out with it. And that bosses, ever since I was even 16, noticed. That's part of doing our passion, and people noticed it. They absolutely pick up on the frequency versus people that just I call it the time to make the donut energy. So they're just there doing it, or they lost the passion with it. And so what I'm seeing, what protects you is that you're a good worker, and remind yourself of that, and B, you're one to hold extra, and you don't have that time to make the donut energy coming out of you. And so that's going to have some protection around you. And again, the fives are about change, and yes, this could shake you up to your core, and yes, this could shake up a lot of people, and then they go to their histories, and they're going to go to things that don't even have to do with their job. It has to do with their primordial security and survival issues. Absolutely brought everyone's up to the forefront. So this is where knowing that this is happening, going on, and knowing that it goes much deeper than just the job, that being able to work with the energy as a saying, you know what, this is a huge opportunity for me to get pull up and work with the energies of core fears and be able to turn and get rid of residual energy that could make me lose my breath and feel like I'm walking on eggshells and that kind of energy, and then turn it around to where I am not only surviving this, but I'm also expanding and thriving in this. And so that's where you have a huge opportunity to do that right now. That's why the grandfather came in so strong, because he did not do that in this incarnation. When he went over on the other side, he saw where he limited himself, that he felt like he was waiting for the shoe to drop, is what I'm seeing. And I also see raining cats and dogs. So that's where he was stuck in the mental mind, as far as where other people outside of him had control and could pull the rug out underneath his underneath him at any time. And so this is what he does not want for the future generations, because he saw over there where he had choices to not to get to flip his mind, to change his mind, to look at things differently. And it's all in how we want to perceive stuff. So this is a huge opportunity for you to really expand and be able to be not get caught up in the emotions there, and be able to it's like wearing a I'm seeing an armor coat, so it's like a protective armor around yourself, and not protective as in fight or flight, protective as in not picking up on other people's energies, emotions, as the stuff is getting settled. And there's a consciousness here as far as the quote big guys, meaning that they're the shut doors. It's just like in the military when a couple of my friends joined the military, and they said the first thing that you're put on is the cattle call bus, and that they literally do it. They break you down to build you up, to have you become a good soldier and become a group member, and that's how they do it. Is that's their thought filled, system is to break you down, break you away from family patterns and all that, to then build you up. And so there's something similar as far as what's going on with the within that office structure. There's a sense of having people knowing that they have fears, and so they want to keep them on their toes with that so they can have performance. That's the way that some people run, and that's it. Is it appropriate? I don't know. It's just the way it is. And so this is where you're knowing that and then being able to navigate your energy, because the only thing that one people can't do, okay, is take our energy away. Nobody can do that. So that wherever we are, our outside circumstances don't matter. So this is where I'm seeing, again, you're going to not only survive, but you're going to thrive. Okay.